We appreciate the opportunity to speak on what we consider to be a important and relevant topic to the college and university community. So hopefully you'll walk away from our presentation with some valuable information, both theoretically, from a legal perspective, and then how it applies on a day-to-day basis to your jobs. So we'd like to start off with the agenda for today. We're going to be talking about Nexus and what it is, looking at the constitutional and legal framework. We'll then transition to recent developments and trends in state tax, more of the contemporary current event type issues that are coming up. And then we'll move on to Nexus as it applies to higher education institutions. And that's where Michael's really going to be a valuable resource for us and provide a lot of good insight as to what goes on at his institution and things that you can take away for your institutions as well. So let's start with an overview of Nexus. What is Nexus? We use that term a lot. It's the title of our presentation. Nexus is, simply put, is the jurisdiction to tax. It's what gives states the right to tax persons, institutions, organizations, corporations, businesses. And it's really the link that between the in-state activities and an out-of-state person or organization. It describes the amount and degree of activity, of business activity, that must be present before a state can impose tax. And the jurisdiction to tax is governed by four key areas, first being the U.S. Constitution. We'll talk about the two constitutional provisions that govern Nexus, U.S. Supreme Court decisions, federal law, and state law.